I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has presented unspecified goals to further bolster his military power next year at a meeting of the nation's political officials. Kim's comments, reported by state media Wednesday, indicate that he will continue provocative weapons tests and a record run of missile launches this year. Some observers say the new goals could be related to Kim's push to expand his nuclear arsenal and introduce a spate of high-tech weapon systems such as multi-warhead missiles, a spy satellite, and advanced drones. They say Kim could eventually aim to use his boosted nuclear capability to force its rivals to accept the North as a nuclear state. The U.S. Supreme Court is keeping pandemic-era limits on immigration in place indefinitely, AP's Ed Donahue explains.
The case will be argued in February, and the stay will be maintained until a decision is made. The limits are often referred to as Title 42. It turns away most people who request asylum at the border on grounds of preventing spread of the coronavirus. Immigration advocates sued to end the policy, saying it goes against American and international obligations to people who want to come to the U.S. to escape persecution. The justices said the current border crisis is not a COVID crisis. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the administration is advancing preparations to manage the border in a secure, orderly, and humane way when Title 42 eventually lifts, and will continue expanding legal pathways for immigration. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Biden on Tuesday traveled to a place very familiar to him. It's the U.S. Virgin Islands, to enjoy some downtime and warmer weather and to ring in a new year with his family.